Hello, and welcome to the Working While Homeschooling Podcast, the podcast for workingwhilehomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie, and I am your host and resident career coach today. I want to thank you for joining us and listening in. I hope you're doing well. On today's episode, we're going to be talking to Vicki from Seven Sisters Homeschool. And I guess I should throw in a legal caveat that I am an affiliate with Seven Sisters Homeschool, but today I wanted to introduce you to their resources and program. They also have a great podcast of their own, the Homeschool High School Podcast. Really, Seven Sisters Homeschool is about adaptable ebook curriculum, heartfelt encouragement, and practical strategies for success in your homeschool experience, specifically upper middle school or high school. So can you introduce yourself to everybody, please?
Yes, thanks for having me on. I am looking forward to talking to everyone. I'm Vicki Tillman. I am from SevenSistersHomeschool.com, and I am a homeschool mom of five kids. Only they're not kids anymore. They've all graduated. So I helped fund my educational addiction with my kids by being a homeschool working mom. And I have worked for almost three decades now as a mental health counselor and a life and career coach. So I stay busy funding the family with that, as well as homeschooling the kids, although they're graduated. And this week, my second son finished his dissertation defense, so I have two PhD sons in my family now.
Awesome. Congratulations.
I'm excited about that. It's been a long road.
It can be.
Yes, it can be done.
I just got off the phone with someone who was doing preschool, so I completely understand.
I remember those days.
Absolutely. So the reason I had begged Vicki to join us here was, first of all, to talk about her working homeschooling experience, but also to introduce everybody to the Seven Sisters Homeschool program, of which I am a new affiliate. I feel like I need to put the legal caveat in there. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Seven Sisters site and resources?
Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're excited to have Julie as an affiliate. We met Julie at the 2-to-1 conference, which is a great conference for homeschool blogging kind of people. And it feels like a good fit from the moment we met. So Seven Sisters Homeschool is a website and also a podcast, the Homeschool High School Podcast, where we moms who've been around for a while invest in the next generation of homeschool moms with curriculum and coaching and all kinds of how-to blog articles and freebie downloads and curriculum. So we wanted to make sure that the moms in the next generation have what they need so they don't have to strain as hard as we had to back in the early days of homeschooling.
So tell us about some of these, some of the courses and the resources you have there on the website. Some of your classes.
So we found that as we were educating our kids, either individually or in our co-ops or local group classes, that the curriculum was not always available to us, and so we would have to create our own. So we leaned into electives like psychology and human development and financial literacy and philosophy, and so we created materials that were adaptable to each of our kids' different abilities and interests. But also the language arts materials tended to kill the projects or the books we were working with, and we wanted our kids to think that high school was mostly fun. And so we adapted things that kids needed to know thematically and skill-wise into more user-friendly curriculum. And so we have literature study guides of British literature and world literature and American literature and great Christian writers and cinema studies and writing the different kinds of research and story and poetry and essays that they need. So very heavily language arts and electives, and then also introductory stuff for elementary and middle school, just helping them ease into fun ways to have fun with literature. So, you know, things that just weren't being met need-wise in the curriculum that was available to us. So it's been fun to be able to provide those kind of resources for the new generation of homeschool moms.
So what would you say sets your curriculum and your classes apart from other resources out there?
We try to really, we call it mostly high school, mostly fun. So while we have some hands-on elementary and middle school stuff, mostly what we want is for a young person to use one of our curriculum guides. So, you know, if they took the psychology course, that they would come away from the psychology course loving psych. You know, I like psych. So it's adaptable. If you've got an average kid, the curriculum's written at an average level, so an average kid can read it and do it on his own. If you've got an honors kid, they do the curriculum, plus there are guidelines to choose meaningful activities to add to that so that they complete the course with an honors level. And all of our curricula is like that. So the writing guides and the literature guides, all the elective guides are all adaptable to different levels. And so that way the whole family with all their different needs can do the same text.
Oh, that's awesome. And from what mm-hmm. I understand, it's almost like open and go. So it's like, frankly, very little work for the mom.
That's what we have aimed for, and, you know, comes with answer keys so that moms can score tests or rubrics if they're writing, so moms aren't sweating too much. But basically, we want the kids, basically one of the hallmarks of homeschooling is that kids learn to be self-directed learners, and so we want the kids to be able to take these guides or this curriculum and be able to do it on their own. And then if it's something that's in a co-op or they want to discuss as a family, they have the excitement that they can go ahead and discuss it, but should be pretty much self-directed.
Okay. What would you say like your most popular or your like the most favorite courses are?
It's according to the month. Some months the most popular is psychology, and some months it's our financial literacy course, which is a blast. It's very interactive, like kids do stuff on the internet, and the parents do get involved in that one in showing the kids what their budget is, which is kind of cute. It goes some, like in the fall, a lot of the financial literacy is tops, and then the rest of the year psychology. And then the career exploration course we have tends to follow right behind those.
Okay. So are these recorded classes or live classes? Or are they kind of based on a workbook kind of situation where it's just
self-paced? Yeah, it's one of our goals to actually have self-paced recorded classes, but it's still in the pipeline. So these are just textbooks. Well, they're e-workbooks, so the kids can do all their work right on their computers. But it is it isn't there's not a face that goes with it. It's just the workbooks.
But that's kind of good in a way, because I know with some of the like the classes that my kids are doing, and we're still middle school age, but we're tied to being here at a certain date and a certain time because that's when the class is. Versus flex that around our own schedule. So that's not
Yeah, we've done here and there, we've done with different services some of the classes live, and we've just found that we're not having as much fun with that. So we will do a recorded version eventually, but it's, like I said, it's still in the pipeline.
Right. So if I know that, you know, your site has not only these classes and things, but you guys also have the podcast, right?
Right. Yeah, it fits our goal. Yeah, we want to be mentors of the next generation. And so we started the Homeschool High School podcast, where we talk about all things homeschool high school and just look for encouraging the next generation of homeschool moms to really be able to feel empowered and enjoy the homeschooling all the way to graduation.
So since you have kind of like, I don't know, you've graduated from this a bit as well. Do you have mm-hmm. kind of working while homeschooling tips that you might share for those of us that might be listening?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, yeah, I have been working for, like I said, almost 30 years now, because I have five kids, you have a long time to work through. And I have some things that I have been blessed to learn, some the hard way and some, you know, came by God's grace very early. So one of the first things I learned is that you can't be perfect. And I think most of us who are working moms have learned that the hard way, whether we like it or not, is one of the things our friend Colleen Kessler once said is, us working homeschool moms have many balls to juggle, mm-hmm. and our job is to get up in the morning and decide which balls will drop today.
That's
and to
so
give ourselves
true.
Permission. Yeah, oh, that we can't do it all. Yeah, and we're not supposed to. That if God gave us these kids and these opportunities to homeschool them and these blessings to also be working moms, that he does not expect us to also have a museum for a house and have Pinterest-looking meals, that everything has to be in its time. And maybe when we have grandkids, we'll have Pinterest-looking meals. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
But it's okay just to be a normal mom.
Oh, guys, did you hear that? It's okay for us to be not perfect and normal. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, as it normal is messy and not perfect. Yeah, and then another thing that I learned early on is that you can't do it alone. That really is, we are put here on earth to be in community. And even if we weren't working moms, we still need other moms around us. But as a working mom, I just needed my friends. And so I had co-op moms and the different homeschool groups we were part of who would, you know, give my kids rides on days that I couldn't be at an activity. And I would do favors in return for them at other times. That, you know, moms that would teach courses that I hated.
Yeah.
So, like, I did very little dissecting.
Yeah.
And we are very blessed and to be able to have people to lean on, and I needed that so much more as a working mom, to not spend a lot of time in my areas that I hated or was weak, and, you know, shuffled things around and did favors and all, and I wouldn't do those.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you about that, because mm-hmm. Frankly, this is like one of those things I hear a lot, you know. It's really hard for working homeschool moms to frankly find their tribe in a sense, and to find moms who are willing to partner and stuff. Where are some of the mm-hmm. places that you found them? Like what worked for you?
So in the last days, you know, as I was close to retirement homeschool mom, the digital world had really come alive. So I had so many digital friends and support that way. But from the earliest times, I found that if I had people that I could connect with, that something good would come out of it eventually. So I would do volunteer work when I could with our local homeschool group. Mm-hmm. So we had an organization in the state, and I volunteered in leadership, and I volunteered to help, you know, with the youth group and with group classes, and I did what I could. And in doing that, I made a lot of friends. Like when you are side to side with people, you will make friends. The harder thing for us working moms is that our time is limited, and so we can't be like, you know, super mom. But, you know, when I talk to leaders in the homeschool community, what they find is a very few moms ever do much. And right. so if they got even a working mom that can show up to one activity a year, that mom is loved forever. And so it makes, you know, it makes connections that somewhere along the line will be a support.
Yeah. So number one, just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to not do it well, like the you can't be a real live mom or especially a real live working mom and do everything well, even being part of community. You're not going to do it well. You just have to do it good enough. So, which leads to my life verse is a quote from G.K. Chesterton, which is anything worth doing is worth doing badly.
Oh, that's
awesome. And so I have done a lot of things very badly, but my kids are all surviving. They made it to adulthood. Exactly. And I have this career I love, so we're all good.
Great, great. You know, I was actually talking to somebody about that this morning, that done is better than perfect.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I used to have someone tell me that all the time. Done is better than perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Done is better than perfect.
I love that. I am going to write that one down. Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is great. So guys, I just wanted to kind of introduce you to Vicki here and about her experiences. I really appreciate you hanging out with us here today. But also, everybody go check out sevensistershomeschool.com. Okay, there are some great resources that you might want to use this year. And also check out their podcast, which is...
The Homeschool High School Podcast.
So for any of you guys that might be close to high school, and I'm just kind of getting near that, it's making me very nervous, but that sounds like a really great podcast and resource for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. So there's nothing serious about it. It's only fun and encouragement.
Right. These are a great group of ladies, guys. So thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Julie.
Now, as we wrap up our episode today, I want to thank you all for listening in. There are tons of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with us, so thank you. Please be sure to check out the show notes for the links to my site and all of the great ways you can connect with us online. You can also find a link to the Seven Sisters Homeschool site in the show notes as well. Now, if you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd ask you a favor. Please feel free to leave us positive reviews, subscribe to our podcast, share this with all of your homeschooling friends, or of course, any and all of the above. If you know someone that you think would be a great guest of our podcast, please let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. And remember, you can always reach us through our website at workingwhilehomeschooling.com. Thank you for listening in today. Thank you to Vicki from Seven Sisters Homeschool for being our guest and talking to us about their curriculum and also their own homeschooling experience. Please, everyone, join us in our Facebook group for a continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. And I hope to see you all soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.